All right, before we leave Knockers.
Yeah.
Oh, I really feel like we should be back in the 6 o'clock hour right now.
Folks, if you didn't hear it, it's a game from some entrepreneur. It only costs you $39,000. It's played on a 450-square-foot area, 30 by 15, kind of like pool but with bowling balls. And a guy called and he said, well, think about that. Guys leaning against the counter waiting on their turn. Got that blue chalk putting it on their fingertips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chalk it up your fingers. Yeah. That'll look good in the chip bowl, won't it? Boy, after you picked up some of those. Now, but either that or do you...
You know, the blue chalk goes on the Q-tip, right, Scott? The white chalk goes on your fingertip.
Did anyway. Did I say white chalk?
You said blue chalk.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, isn't that what you're using it for? Because you're...
I think you... Well, no, I see what... Tom brings up a good point.
Okay.
What Knockers does, really, I think will eliminate the need, perhaps, for the blue chalk.
Ah, there you go.
Because?
Well, because, you know, you don't need... Well, I mean, you'd have to chalk the outside of the ball is the only thing.
Yeah, so. I got you. Well, or do you wear a bowling glove? I mean,
probably you wear a bowling glove and then you chalk the ball. You don't chalk the ball in bowling.
Do you use a three-step approach? Or?
We've now gotten to the point where you've got 7 minutes of your life you'll never get back as we talk about this. Uh-huh. All right, so let's move on, right? Engineers in Italy have come up with a less stressful form of public transportation. OddityCentral.com, which sounds like a great website, reports an ordinary metro train has been retrofitted into a full steam sauna. Car comes complete with hot coals, wooden benches, and a relaxing view.
I think you just described any 19th century train. Huh? Hot coals and wooden benches.
This innovative approach to show that not all public transportation is frustrating. Yeah, but that's probably not going to be inexpensive. Guys, wait.
What?
Uh-oh. Here we go. This is two images for the price of one. According to the ValleyCentral.com, Melina Solis was warming up some flour tortillas for her kids after school when a large brown mark appeared. Turns out it looks exactly
like
Virgin Mary.
At least in her words.
Jesus.
Okay, now, what if you had the Virgin Mary and Jesus in the same burn?
Oh, man, eBay, watch out.
Together?
Now, I'm just telling you. Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, a classic picture of the Virgin Mary holding the baby Jesus as a picture that, I guess they scoured the internet till they found a picture that looked like the burn spot on this tortilla. But, so it's right there. She said, it's safe. As long as I keep it away from my kids, and as long as I keep it away from butter. Thank you, Melina.
Let's see here. I mean, found the story.
All right, there you go. Got the video. Got the picture. Got the picture.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just like that.
Hey, man, this is in Texas.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't hear you say in Texas.
Where in Texas?
Star County. That's Rio Grande City.
It sure is. All right.
By the way,
going to be a pilgrimage this weekend? All right, go ahead.
I mentioned eBay a minute ago. I know y'all didn't watch the State of the Union. But when he was walking out, he was signing autographs. Well, the president, Pebo. He was signing autographs. And for everybody, he was signing the little program for the State of the Union. He was signing it for everybody. Well, somebody put something else in front of him to sign. I didn't know what it was, but it was something larger. And he kind of...
Is it a fair tax bill?
I don't know. He kind of questioned somebody about it before he signed it. And as he was signing it, and they had a mic on him. Nice. You could hear all this. He was just his little chit-chat. Yeah. And as he was signing this something different, he said, okay, I'll sign it, but I better not see it on eBay. Really? He said that to the guy that he was signing it for. So I'm sure the eBay people like that.
Yeah, they like that free publicity.
Yeah, a little plug there, yeah. Right.
We do a show about 10 till 7 every morning, which has Neil Sperry. Neil's, of course, an A&M Consolidated graduate, lived here for years, grew up and went to school with his brother. And his mom taught. I did. You went to school. And Neil does shows about gardening, but Neil also has an interesting approach to things. He's the one who told us once that pots are a lot like tube tops and that you can find a size to accommodate almost any situation. This is from this morning's show.
It's nice when you find an item that can be used for two distinct tasks. That's the concept behind sofa beds.
Now, wouldn't that have been a good place to stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Not Neil. Not Neil.
And who knows how many ways we use paper clips and coat hangers, but odds are that the original purposes aren't in the majority. Humans improvise. We find what? Alternate ways to involve things in our lives.
I was sitting here when he went.
Coat hangers and what?
Paper clips.
I don't know.
I guess you can use them for other things.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think that hanging clothes and putting paper together is probably the majority.
Yeah, I don't think there's a great movement of deviating from the original intent.
Now, the paper clips, I can see more. I mean, what is the most unusual thing you have done with a coat hanger?
Unlocked your car.
Okay, that's kind of where I go.
Yeah,
all right?
It's hard to do that.
Cooked a meal.
God. Okay.
Well, yeah,
cooked
with
a meal.
Made s'mores.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. The absolute timeout. The disgust in your voice. What kind of mozons are you? Of course, we all cook our meals with coat hangers.
Well, you dummies have never been camping.
Oh, no, I've been camping.
I never put a pig on a coat hanger. You know,
you never put a hot dog on a coat hanger.
We're not 30 anymore. Okay, we're a long way from 30.
Golly, man.
But still, more people are. Age.
I forget.
You know, unlock
them. Someone who grew up with a milk machine.
Yeah.
Hello.
I was going to say, don't forget Scott's antenna.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
Listening too long, sir.
Scott's antenna. Yeah.
I just used paper clips yesterday to put in my shirt collar because I love the little things.
Oh, instead of collar stays.
What a great idea! Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but if it's a white shirt, you can see through that and see some. You have paper clips in your shirt?
Yeah.
Now that man is deeply embarrassed.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't realize why people were looking at him yesterday, like the RCA doll.
No, it's not that. It's one of his coworkers was listening and go, you told! Everybody was laughing at him.
Yeah.
Al's got paper clips in his shirt.